Hey, welcome back to another episode of From the Rafters. Today, we're going to go over our early projections from the previous episode. Even though it's still too early, we're going to see where we're at with them, if we're maybe heading in the right direction or not, and then still go over which ones we think will ultimately end up with the same projections. With me, as always, is Garrett. Garrett, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. In a way, we'll get to it later, but basically, this is kind of the end of From the Rafters. We will explain at the end. We're going to transition. We're not done podcasting. We're just going to move our attention elsewhere in the NBA, and we'll get to that. But going over the projections from the last episode, I have my answers available. I'm hoping you might be able to remember yours. I think I kind of sort of remember yours anyway. But so we're going to go over them, 21 questions, and we'll see how they're faring out to this point.
Okay.
Our first question on the last one was, with Russell Westbrook now in the Wizards, do they make the playoffs? We both said yes.
Yeah.
And right now they're not looking so good.
It's early, man. It's early.
Still early. Do you still have faith in them making the playoffs then?
Hell yeah.
Yeah? All right. Let me see. They're currently second to last in the East, with 3-8 record.
That's okay.
But they're 4.5 games out from first place.
How many?
4.5.
4.5.
That's, yeah, we're only like in our first month.
That's one win streak.
Yeah.
That's one win streak.
One good week.
They got it.
All right. So you believe it. All right.
Believe it.
I'm gonna say no now. Even though it's still super early. They just don't seem like they fit as much as I thought they would. So I think now my answer, if I had answered like today, it would be no.
Well, from what it seems like, is they just can't get defensive stops late in the game. Like, they have no problem scoring, which has always been like that. But
what did Bradley Beal say? We can't guard a parked car.
So if they can clean that up just a little bit, not even significantly, just a little bit, and start winning some games, they'll be fine.
Okay, so you have hope for the fellas in D.C. The next one was, what jersey will James Harden be wearing after March 25th or by March 25th, the trade deadline? I said Brooklyn. You said?
I don't remember what I said.
You said something about the Kings.
Oh, yeah. I said the Rockets were going to punish Harden and send him to a bad team like the Kings or something like that.
Yeah.
Or send him to a contender, but it looks like I have to eat my words on that one.
In a way, because we were both unsure how the path directly would lead to the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
But it basically ended up the way how, you know, I kind of thought like a 3-team trade, but it ended up being a 4-team trade.
Yeah. Which I'm surprised at that.
Yeah. So the Nets ended up with James Harden. The Pacers got Caris LeVert for Oladipo. Well, Oladipo ended up on the Rockets. Dante Exum on the Rockets. Rodions Kurucs on the Rockets. Pacers got, like I said, Caris LeVert. And the Cavs got Jared Allen and Torian Prince. How do you trade Jared Allen over DeAndre Jordan?
It was value. DeAndre Jordan is not valuable no more like he used to be.
So it's not so much that they prefer Jordan? That's why they kept him?
You know, the Nets would love to keep Allen. But, you know, Harden came with a price. Me personally, I wouldn't have pulled the trigger on that one. I'm not saying don't go for Harden, but I wouldn't have pulled the trigger on letting go of Allen because of the fact that you don't really get too many bigs like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, they got Harden, so they won the trade. We'll just see how the other teams fare. I think the Cavs got a lot better, in my opinion. I was expecting the Rockets to keep Caris LeVert, but they saw that Oladipo probably would have been better fit for them or whatever the case was, and so the Pacers kind of solved the issue they had going on there, too.
There were just too many rumors about him potentially like wanting to leave anyway. I think they just said, let's just take care of it now.
Right. But no, I didn't have that trade happening at all.
All right. We said over under 25 games before Karl-Anthony Towns requests a trade. Karl-Anthony Towns, by the way, who has tested positive for COVID. So, you know, I don't want to make this any like harder on the situation, but I had said under, you said over. At this point, you know, nothing's happened yet, and we haven't reached the 25 game marks. But the most important thing is that he gets his speedy recovery, and that his peace of mind and his well-being are all.
I think they're winning too, though, with Timberwolves. I think
are they?
I'm not sure what the record is. More on that later.
No, they're last. They're 3-9.
3-9?
Yeah.
Dang.
Better comeback, KD or John Wall? I said Wall. KD's not hasn't been bad.
KD hasn't been bad. Yeah, no. Great.
KD might be having his best season.
Yeah, I think so. Efficiency and defense and everything. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So at this point, it looks like KD's having the better comeback.
Yeah.
Team who takes the biggest leap. I had said the Nuggets. And I remember you not hating it. But I think, did you pick Phoenix?
I think I picked Phoenix.
Yeah. Good pick, I guess.
I think number West right now, correct?
Number four. Yeah. And Denver out of the playoff picture at this point. Again, super early.
Yeah, too early.
Ty Lue survives how many games before getting fired? I said 35. You said he wasn't most likely going to get fired.
No.
Still early.
Fired, no. Things did get a little heated there for a minute.
There was a week there.
There was a bad stretch of games for them.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for the we promote Chauncey Billups. I'm waiting for that headline. All right. The next one was, what happens first? Kyrie publicly throws KD under the bus, or KD accidentally likes a tweet trashing Kyrie?
Go ahead.
Well, I picked Kyrie throwing KD under the bus, and I'm going to take everything that I can and grab, and I'm going to say the whole disappearing this last week as a form of maybe throwing KD under the bus. Now, he just came out and said that he had spoken to his teammates personally and explained everything, and you know, that he had his family stuff going on, things like that. So has this happened yet then, or no?
It depends how you look at it. From what we as the fans on the outside have been given, the information we've been given, the narrative is that he just been, you know, didn't leave anybody anything to go off of. And they just got it in the dark. However, I guess there's been more information coming out or new information to suggest that he has been communicating with them. So I don't know. But I would say he thrown him under the bus for just not being, you know.
Yeah.
Then again, questioning that leadership. So and putting the onus on KD to, you know, kind of pick up the slack.
Yeah, because I think if I'm not wrong, if he's saying today, which it came out today, he's saying that he had spoken to teammates personally. I don't know if that meant now or before his.
Because
the only thing I do remember reading was the GM, Sean Marks, kind of being like taken aback by the fact they hadn't been playing.
And then there are multiple reports about how the Nets could, not saying they would, but could void his contract for the remainder of the season if this persisted. So,
So I guess before today, I would have said, Kyrie has thrown KD and the Nets under the bus. But with new information, I don't know then if that would still qualify. But definitely, I think even Chuck had said that.
We're not insensitive to it at all by any stretch.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, you know, if your commitment has to be elsewhere, then, you know, just commit to what you got to commit to. You don't necessarily have to keep egging on, you know?
Yeah. But did a great thing. He bought a George Floyd's family a home. So shout out to him for that.
About that, yeah.
The next one was, did the Celtics finish first in the East? So far, they're in first place.
So far. Even though we bust whooped by the Knicks last night.
Yeah, we did.
And Kemba Walker got hurt again.
Well, the way I see it, we're in first, so we obviously will finish first, you know?
Yeah.
There's just no debate.
That pace going, and we should be fine, right?
Yeah.
Even though Harden's not right.
Oh, Harden in the East? Yeah, we're not worried. are the Suns a playoff team? We both said yes.
Yes, definitely.
And yeah, right now they're doing decent. And like how we said, fourth in the West. How many days a week do we hear about Clippers internal issues? I said 5, but who would have thought this would have been more about the Brooklyn Nets?
Brooklyn Nets. Hey, you know that saved their season, to be quite honest with you. The Clippers got saved by Kyrie Irving. They should definitely call him and thank him. Because if it wasn't him, their names would be in the headlines every week.
Oh my God. Yeah, so it might not be 5, but it for sure had that potential.
Yeah.
And then we went on to, does Tom Thibodeau finish the season with the Knicks?
So far,
it's so far, not bad, right?
Yeah.
So far, it looks like he'll keep it.
Yeah.
I think that first few games, everybody was like, fire, like Thibs already. But I think they've come around.
Obi Toppin still haven't seen enough from. But yeah, the team as a whole looks good.
They got Emmanuel Quickly now.
Yeah.
That young kid, he looks nice.
Austin
Rivers, yeah.
Who I went to the Knicks. I'm not even going to lie to you. I forgot he went there.
I'm always rooting for Austin Rivers. Oh, the fact that he's having a nice or was having a nice like moment there early on was pretty cool to watch.
Definitely.
Then we said most likely first All-Star for John Morant or another for Chris Paul. I said Chris Paul, and you were on the John Morant side of the question here. I mean, so far Suns are a playoff team. Memphis is also, but they're sitting eighth. Obviously, the record isn't that much of a difference. They could easily jump up and be in the same position. So do you still think John Morant gets an All-Star this season over Chris Paul?
John Morant has been hurt, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So,
but he played yesterday.
I don't even think Chris Paul would be All-Star this season just because of all the point guard, like Curry going dumb this season.
Yeah. Curry's back, yeah.
He's back.
Curry is back, yeah. They just had a comeback against the Lakers and won.
Yeah.
So now you were not sure about both of them?
Yeah, not sure about both of them.
Okay. Then we said, does Zion steal the spotlight this season? And we said, yeah. And then you said that he isn't stealing anything. He owns it. But I haven't heard anything from Zion.
I haven't either. So remain to see.
Who is stealing the spotlight?
Curry? Curry, just from putting people back on notice, like I'm still here.
Yeah, it has to be him, right?
Curry, yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly KD, the way he's been playing.
True.
Just, you know, being back healthy.
Harden's drama. team with the biggest failure potential. I said Brooklyn, and it's still Brooklyn. Because now it's, and I said, you know, so it's going to be even more so if they acquire Harden. They have Harden. They have those three guys, and the potential for the big failure is there.
Both of us said championship or bust.
Yeah.
But I'm in that a little bit. Maybe not championship or bust, but definitely finals or bust. We're Celtics dudes. Even if they match up with a team like the Celtics, on paper, they should win that matchup, even though we know Celtics can beat them. And we believe they'll beat them, but on paper, they should win that matchup. Like, it should be a 4-game sweep. But if they don't make it to the finals, that's going to be a huge disappointment on their whole season.
Yeah, we're counting on Brad Stevens potentially out-coaching Steve Nash. Although Brad lately has some, like, questionable moments.
Definitely.
But yeah.
So counting on the Brooklyn Nets not having enough depth either.
Yeah, basically, yeah, we're counting on Brooklyn to, like, fall apart, hate each other kind of thing. Like, take themselves out.
Yeah.
And I think they still have that more so than the Clippers, I think they have the bigger potential for a big failure. Because it's nobody else, right? Like how you said, title or bust.
I don't know. The Clippers had that whole thing going on where they challenged LeBron, or at least Kawhi did.
Yeah.
That.
Well, I mean, having KD, Harden, Kyrie, like, if that doesn't work, then the Nets gave up all their picks.
Yes.
Again.
Yeah, so they really have to get it done, because I'm not saying, no.
No future.
There's no next Michael Jordan or whatever, what have you, but, you know, they mortgage their future for this, so they're in a similar situation.
Next one was, does the NBA finish the season? We both said yes, and I think from what we've seen, that's most likely still the case. They'll just continue to postpone when necessary.
It's just the players have to really, really buy in, because they didn't want a bubble. So they have to really buy into the protocols and making sure that they can get to the playoffs. We'll see if they want to enact the bubble again. Now, hopefully they do.
We said, do the Heat take a step back or a step forward? We both said forward. So far, it looks like a step back.
Yeah, it's been a step back.
And Jimmy, personally, like a step back.
Yeah, you can definitely see that the whole last season took a toll on him physically. He had
Right. Yeah.
shape by any stretch, but it's just been so like injury prone. Like as of late, you can tell he's kind of not fully recovered from going all the way to the finals last season and playing his best ball against LeBron. So I hope they can turn it around because the Heat don't look like the Heat right now. And they've been hanging on as much as they can. You just want to see them turn around, hit that second gear. But so far, it looks like they've been struggling.
Yeah, and like again, which is going to become a theme here, us as Celtics fans, like we want the Heat to be good because we like that competition, we like to play that team. But yeah, I think they're really fatigued from the finals run, and even in the finals, Jimmy Butler was like out of it.
A really good pickup for them has been Precious.
Yeah.
Precious has been balling for them. That was a good draft by them, but they need a little bit more help. And they were hoping they could get something in the Harden trade, but I guess happened other ways. So
2021 MVP. I don't remember who you had. I picked Luka.
you pick Luka. I don't remember who I picked, but right, I can tell you who I want to pick now.
What was that?
I think Steph is a front runner for it again,
Yeah.
playing like the way he's been playing, him or KD.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in that light, we would have to go KD. Although Luka's been playing out of his mind too.
True.
He's been
However,
putting up some crazy numbers.
get it because typically it goes to a winning team, and I don't know if the Warriors will be a winning team, but we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, again, super early. The Warriors technically sit in the 7th seed and Dallas is like about 10th. But the records aren't that much different. So but I mean, I did say that one time, that I was when I was making the case for Luka, I was like, even if he gets the 6 seed with the Mavericks, there's a possibility he wins the MVP if if he does something crazy with the numbers, even averages like a triple double, the same way Westbrook's case was made a couple years ago. So Curry, if he finishes 6th or 7th and but has this huge crazy comeback season, I guess I could see him winning it too in that case.
How old was Derrick Rose when he won it, MVP? 24?
But no, I you think so?
Was it 24?
I mean, he was the youngest MVP ever.
Or was it 21?
I wanted to say 21, but let me see.
And Luka is what, 20?
Derrick Rose MVP season. He was 23 years and 10 days.
23.
Yeah, so you were closer there. Luka is 21.
So Luka's got a couple years where you could beat that record.
And yeah, most likely will. Unless like, he gets unless like the team isn't successful and all that.
Right.
So right now you're leaning KD or Steph?
KD.
KD?
KD.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that up to this point, yeah. But I don't think I want to take back my Luka pick, 'cause I think ultimately that's who I think will win it. Western Conference teams, we had Lakers and Nuggets, or at least I did. You had Lakers Clippers, I believe. Most likely still looking like Lakers Clippers then. I mean, the Nuggets were already bad on defense last year, and they're just even worse this season.
They're taking a step back.
Yeah. All right, so Lakers Clippers. Eastern Conference teams. We said Heat and Celtics. I think now that's most likely, unless things finish a certain way, it's most likely Celtics Nets.
Although Philadelphia has been, they've been peaking a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely built the team better. So I think they're still realizing there's a problem with the Simmons and Embiid thing, and Doc Rivers can't even fix it.
Get
And
it,
I'm
man. I feel bad for those Philly fans. It's been the same thing for the last 4 years. It's getting real old.
I think the problem clearly is now, I think it's Ben Simmons because Embiid, even though we would say, he's super injury prone, maybe that's who you trade away. Ben is still the same player.
How many questions we have left?
Two.
Two. All right. I want to throw this in there. Would Houston really have benefited from acquiring Ben Simmons? if the trade went down, Harden in Philly instead of the Nets?
No, I don't think so. And then, something would have happened with John Wall, right?
Possibly. Maybe.
Unless they, decide to move Ben to, the power forward kind of thing.
How I'm envisioning it is they would put Ben as the primary ball handler and kind of use John as, a off-ball kind of, combo guard kind of thing going on. But I still don't know if... I get it. You want to get the most, and you want to have a potential future for trading away Harden. I just don't know if Simmons is the answer to that, because granted, he does everything well except shoot the ball, and defensively he's phenomenal, passing he's phenomenal, and rebounding he's phenomenal. But it's that he's so limited offensively that it kind of it's not even how when Rondo back in the day, Rondo wouldn't shoot. Because at least he still affected the offense positively, but because there's so many scores around him. I don't know if Houston is built quite kind of like that, where they would be successful with that kind of style of play.
That's actually a really good comp, because I was gonna say, Ben Simmons is this really great defensive player.
Yeah.
A great playmaker.
Yeah.
But he steps onto the free throw line around a screen and he won't shoot it. Not even a push shot or anything.
No.
And Rondo would at least throw up his floaters.
Right, right.
And he ended up, working on that so he could get that down.
Rivers kind of tried to defend him and be Rondo wouldn't shoot either, but Rondo just chose not to shoot. He could shoot the ball. And if he got to the line, he could knock it down. It's just that he wouldn't want to do that during the game for the earlier part of his career. So it's
a little, yeah. So I don't know. Ben Simmons probably has to be your third best player, I guess, on a championship team, and maybe even a fourth. And so I think that's who. And I think we've always said this, but I'm assuming that we have that the guy to that we have would ha, that would have to go is Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I think we were both on that.
Yeah, unless one of us said Embiid, but I think we've been saying Ben the whole time, and. And now more so this season, it's Ben's got to go because Ben's the same player.
Yeah.
From when he came in.
He is.
So I'm not sure where.
I don't think he's had any statistical improvement. Well.
Offensively. Yeah.
Offensively. Yeah.
Yeah. He just doesn't fit on that team. Which is, we've known that for a couple seasons now.
It's bad, but we'll see how they end up.
Our NBA Finals matchup, we had Lakers and Celtics.
All day, baby. Lakers, Celtics. Let's go.
And then we had 21 champs, Lakers.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We would still lose to the Lakers?
Yeah. We don't have an answer for AD or LeBron, to be honest with you, but yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, but not having that person for AD, yeah, that's
that breaks it all up. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, those were the questions we went over last time before the season started. Obviously, the season isn't over, so we're not doing let's see how we did.
Mm-hmm.
But basically just to see how we were going. And we just wanted to do this because we want to close out from the rafters, at least with some sort of, I guess, continuity.
We're retiring the name, but not the podcast.
right. So, if you're still listening, we decided that it'd be better for us as Celtics fans and with our schedules that we actually dedicated our time to following more so the Celtics than trying to keep up with the rest of the league, which has become harder for me anyway. And I would always watch games here and there back to back. But lately, it's I can't keep up with the actual games anymore, so that way we weren't doing things on the fly for the show. We thought if our focus was on one team and the team that we're obviously fans of and passionate about, we would probably produce better content for. So with that, we're starting a Celtics podcast. It's going to be called Celtics Corner. It is not available yet. Well, depends. When you're hearing this, it might be available. It'll be so it's Celtics Corner. We're not going to like take down this podcast episodes or anything like that. We'll always leave it up in case, you know, anybody finds it. And then from there, they can move on with us to Celtics Corner or things like that. But Celtics Corner is what we're going to be doing.
With that being said, we appreciate you for being on the ride. Well, like you said, you know, I know for me personally, I just enjoy watching a Celtics game more than any other team. It's been an incredibly hard experience to try to be unbiased throughout this process. I'm a homer, what can I say? But we appreciate you being here with us, being a consistent viewer, listener, however you are consuming us. And you will appreciate our content. Even if you're not a Celtics fan, you'll enjoy rooting against us because we always keep it coming. Good, the best competition in the NBA, hands down, Boston Celtics.
And for instance, our friend Vincent, I've reached out to him, and we talked about ways that if we could still bring him on.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Even though he's a Knicks fan, he's willing to talk strictly Celtics.
Behind yesterday, so I'm sure he got a kick.
Yeah. He said he's willing just to talk Celtics, but I even said any Celtics Knicks series. Or we could always invite him in playoff series.
Right, right.
And we could still do a general NBA right. conversation here and there.
But there's going to be exciting content coming out. It's going to be just a fresh start to the year. A lot to look forward to. A lot of positive energy we're going to put into this thing. And it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we look forward to that.
Looking forward to it. So it's not goodbye. It's just see you next time in a different gear.
Yeah, just get off this train and hop on the other one that we're getting on. That's all it is. Yeah. So Celtics Corner. If you're not, we've rebranded the Twitter account, and so it's no longer FTR_podcast. But so if you want to stay up to date with the changes we're making and like the announcements, the Twitter now is @CeltsCorner, and we'll be posting to let you know when that first episode is coming and things like that.
@CELTS.
Yeah, Celts Corner. All right. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for all of those who have supported us with From the Rafters. Thank you, Garrett, for becoming a host with me from the first episode. And we hope that everybody has a safe and nice weekend. And that's From the Rafters.
Thanks, guys.